what's up, everybody?
Hey, everybody, what's up?
It's the AmeriMe Junkies, Demon Engine and Salty Lot 215 here. The other two are out and about on assignment.
Yep.
We're here to start off Women's Appreciation Month. And of course, there is misogyny in the culture is an understatement.
Definitely.
Especially in geek pop culture. It's always kind of weird because I guess the best way we like to start, especially when it comes to putting women to the forefront, is to talk about some of the best female characters in, out, and around the culture. And I guess one of the first ones we would definitely have to first bring up, especially in video games, because on our last Geek Report, they highlighted, I'm sorry, what's the character's name from Dubstep Park?
It's Aloy, and it stopped calling it that.
Okay.
Bastard.
Italian Vogue had Aloy on their cover talk about how progressive video games have gone with women as protagonists, and of course the meme under it is Samus in her suit going, because about Samus's huge reveal at the end of, I think, Super Metroid 2, was that Samus Aran was a woman. So it was just it was kind of weird and tone deaf, but then again, it was folks making an article and standpoint that are outside of the culture. But at the same time, there's a lot that needs to be said, you know, because it's like there's been progress and then there's been fuckery.
Oh, so much fuckery. So much fuckery. So much fuckery.
But when it comes to like video game protagonists, what's one of your top lady choices?
Two, though I don't remember one of the names. One from Heavenly Sword.
Oh snap!
only because I like violence.
Yeah, I was about to say I remember Heavenly Sword. I just couldn't. I don't remember the main character's name, especially since there's been no follow up to that game whatsoever.
And Ellie.
Ellie from Last of Us.
Last of Us. Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you want to put emphasis on Last of Us Part 2 or Part 1? Because Part 1 was definitely more of the Joel show.
Part 2.
Yeah.
But it was because of Part 1 why I enjoyed her so much in Part 2.
I don't know, and the funny thing is, I do like Ellie as a character, and Part 2 definitely flushes her out more as a character, but the back of my head is like, yo, there was supposed to be a whole different ending where we sacrifice Ellie for the greater good, but apparently the true ending was Joel saying, fuck that, all these doctors gotta die.
Losing another one.
And then, of course, the very awkward moment in Part 2 where we all met Abby. Who Negan'd her way into everyone's heart. Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't like when they said Joel was gonna die, I didn't know it was gonna be like what, an hour into the game.
I think I know how I feel. I think I know how the people felt when Glenn died. Sneak it the fuck out of him.
And the sad part is, just because of all the leaks, most people knew about this like before the game even came out. So it's like, do you even bother saying like spoiler alert? Is it even necessary?
I try not to spoil people. I don't care if people spoil me. So,
but you know, the one thing I remember from Heavenly Sword, what, it wasn't even the main protagonist. It was like, pardon if this sounds wrong, but it was like her slightly, I want to say, on the spectrum sister. Because that was when the whole six-axis control thing was so imperative, because you pretty much was a sniper with her and had to use your controller to guide the arrows. I distinctly remember that, because it was like, of course I'm using all these arrows to shoot people in the dick. It's just or even the funnier one, if you shot somebody in like the bottom of their foot as they were running. Now, oh come on, tell what, you didn't do that?
No. Shine for the heart. No, I play too much Call of Duty and too much, like, I aim for the heart when I know people are on low health. Chef's kiss. That's what that is.
But, to me, definitely a big influence on female characters in gaming, you have to go to OG Lara Croft.
Basically, yeah.
I mean, first off, her original design definitely her original design was definitely
I wasn't into the games back then. It was due to Angelina Jolie why I got into Lara Croft. But, like, going back to the game and then seeing that, I'm just like, y'all out here just some pixelated triangle titties. Poke your fucking eye out. Why were they so big? Danger
weapons. The design was definitely more for the male gaze in mind. But, I mean, outside of that, there was definitely great story development. And then, and I want to say, was that 2012 or 2013 they did the reboot?
I don't know dates.
That's okay. I don't know. But we're definitely in that time, the reboot for Lara Croft, they gave her a more natural look, and the storyline was kind of just gritty as hell. If I recall, there was some like controversy about the beginning of the game, because it was like she was pretty much fighting off a what could easily be called a sexual assault, and I was just like, oh, that's like, is that bad or good? I'm like. The person's clearly a bad guy, so I'm not really sure what type of anger y'all want. It was very, very weird.
That's when I shoot in the depth. Pow. You're gonna have a gender reassignment surgery today.
Bruh.
What's your name? Isaac? Hi. Hello, Aisha. Bah.
Wow. I mean, it's not like I'm gonna be like, no, don't hurt him. I mean, he's gotta go, so. But before the revamp, there was a lot of Tomb Raider games. It's like six or seven of them. And for the most part, she was like that female protagonist for quite some time. So, and at the end of the day, I still feel like the main reason they rebooted her is because of Drake's Uncharted. Because it was just like, hey, wasn't there a character just like this before? Traveling the world, trying to find ancient artifacts. Who? Oh yeah, Lara Croft.
Yeah.
I remember Death Battle did a joint. Who would win, Lara Croft or Nathan Drake? And it was just like, I'm gonna have to give this to Lara Croft because Nathan Drake, a lot of times, my man just won out of pure luck.
Yeah, his luck stat is on a bean. He got some skills, but his luck stat was... I played the games. That mofo's luck stat was on a bean.
It's also just such a weird... Especially back then, I think things have slowly moved in a positive direction today, especially in gaming, it's been just such a weird thing, especially when a lot of the industry has a lot of men in it, so there's always some really deep-seated pervy and misogynistic stuff. Despite DOA being a really awesome fighting game, what is it known for?
X
jiggle physics
in titties. Jizzle.
And then on top of that, they did the DOA beach volleyball games. And the weird part is, you thought it would have been done with the one game, but no, they did like three of them. One of them where Zach was voiced by Dennis Rodman, of all people.
I'm actually glad I've never played a DOA game.
Well, first off, you don't do fighting games. Period.
Trauma. That's what.
Emotional damage.
You know, all types of emotional damage.
But yeah, it's a weird situation there, but. Sorry, I just lost my. I had like a burp working, but then it just stopped. So it just made like that weird awkward pause. I know that's. I feel like everyone's had that at least once or twice. So you know. But it's just a really cool time. There's a lot more games with female protagonists coming out. You have a Plague Tale, which I'm not gonna lie, when it comes to like a horror game, that's pretty nasty because most of the time you're just trying to avoid being eaten by thousands of rats. Like, and I mean thousands of rats.
And that's not a nice death. That's being eaten alive.
And of course the award-winning Alien Resurrection, which was pretty much you're playing as Ripley's daughter. Somehow, despite everything, you're going through the same exact survival situation as your mom. which of course is Ellen Ripley, which from a movie standpoint, I still think is probably one of the strongest female protagonists.
You said same exact situation as her mom?
All right, not the same. Okay.
I was about to say, because that's really fucked up. Universe just be like, you know what? This is going to be a generational trauma.
Well, it's like, it's not the same exact thing, but it literally is the same situation. Only the xenomorphs were already out walking around and about, where in the first Alien movie, they showed up to this alien ship. Ripley was like, hey, we shouldn't bring that pod inside. And they were like, nah, we're going to bring the pod inside.
So, wait, did she at least have to watch one of them things just burst out?
Surprisingly, no. Which is definitely a bonus, because I still think that's probably...
The trauma of fighting one is bad enough, but the trauma of seeing a chest burst out is a whole...
But the part to me that was always scared the hell out of me in Isolation, you couldn't actually fight them. It was like, even though you had a flamethrower, it would just be to, like, hopefully startle the xenomorph to run away. Because if you ever tried to run towards one with the flamethrower, it would just, like, smack that shit out your hand and kill you. It would just be like, is that a flamethrower? Get that shit right.
That's such a sit-down moment.
Like, what happened? Is there other xenomorph shows up? What happened? This bitch had a flamethrower.
Don't charge at me. Fuck wrong you.
But... I always like to talk about Sigourney Weaver's character Ellen Ripley because, ironically, back in 78 when they were like casting for the movie, they were looking for a guy. Like literally, Ellen Ripley was it was supposed to be like a guy, and somehow through the powers that be, they were just like, you know what? Hire her. And the funny thing is, Sigourney Weaver wasn't even like a big star at the time. The big name on the film was Skeet Ulrich, I think. I'm pretty sure I'm saying his name eight different kinds of wrong. I know someone out there is going to definitely correct me. But yeah, and lo and behold, the film ended up being a hit. Then, of course, one of the greatest sequels of all times, Aliens, happened. And they just made Ripley badass. It was just like, yeah. It was like, yeah, I'm still afraid of him. But now, I got a machine gun. And I got a flamethrower. And I'm gonna let this thing go.
If freedom don't ring, then this chopper goes.
And then, of course, that crazy neck battle with the queen alien. Let her go, you right? Bitch. But then strong female roles were still very like rare and in between, and just thinking about in the 80s, I think you might have had 80s and 90s, you had maybe a few standouts. Another big standout would be of course in the 70s, you know, our people, we had Pam Grier. We have Pam Grier, aka Coffee. You know, she ain't take no shit. Shit, Pam Grier was definitely at the lead. She was like, I could be sexy and I could shoot people in the heart. Did you have you ever seen any of her black exploitation stuff? Demon. All right, wait, I'll put it to you like this. If you've watched Black Dynamite, she's Honeybee, but turned down like three notches.
When did it come out?
What, like Coffee? Well, no, well, it was before your time, but you know, every once in a while, you might be sitting around.
Yeah.
Got to say the Nano.
Got to say the Nano.
All right, that's okay. But then, of course, we had Linda Hamilton, who went from the damsel in distress in the first Terminator movie to becoming this super anti-hero badass in Terminator 2. And I just remember this one scene where, all right, like, one of her prison guards in the insane asylum did some weird pervy shit where, like, he strapped her to a bed so she could go to sleep, but then he, like, licked the side of her face on some weird Rick James shit. And when she broke out, she literally bust this man in the face with a broken broom handle. And I mean, and the weird part is, I know it's a movie, but that hit looked real. Like, bro, like, I'm gonna need you to pull that clip up one day and just look at it. That looked a little real.
I'm not gonna lie. I hope it'd be real. Imagine it, somebody licking. Oh, nah.
And we're and it was just one of those scenes that just came off a little too. It just came off a little too real. But damn. And then there's this other scene in the movie where she's trying to assassinate Miles Dyson, and she tried to just do the simple one shot to the head, but missed. So then you just saw her let loose the entire clip. It was like all you see is a vibrating eyeball going through the scope. I'm like, yo. And then when that didn't work, I knew she had a sidearm, but she had a full 50 caliber Desert Eagle. I feel like they took her, like, just her athletic size and turned her into a video game, and that's where Lara Croft came from. That's my theory. That's always been my theory. All right, so now here's the weird part though. When it comes to, like, female anime protagonists, shits get really weird. Because it's just Japanese studios are some very interesting folks. When I say interesting, sometimes they just get a little way too pervy. And I gotta attack the low hanging fruit back in the day with Sailor Moon. Mainly because for some, like, I'm like, in the American version, we don't get to see this, but when she transforms, for some reason, they just have her stark ass naked. And I was just like, and when I was younger and someone had it on, like, from Japan on VHS, that when that shit happened, I was like, whoa. Like, I was a kid. I was like, my eyes. And then my homie's like, yeah, man, it's like this in every episode. This is my favorite part. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Why are you like this?
Like, why are you like this? Why? and recently there's been some great female protagonists. All right. I'm gonna have to talk about this real quick. Recently, there was a movie that came out called The 355. It was like five special secret agents from different parts of the world coming together to stop something. And this movie just did not work. It didn't work on several. It was one of those things where I feel like there's nothing wrong with women empowerment, but the way this was written, it just made everything, one, too convenient, two, too impossible, and three, at the it kind of makes everything that the characters do kind of dumb. And ironically, and it was a bad look. And when I say this movie came out recently, like, the shit came out last month and no one's talking about it.
Wait, what? What is it?
Yeah, it's called The 355. Yeah.
I've never heard of it. I've literally never seen anything.
One of the stars is Lupita Nyong'o, which, by the way, happy birthday. She just turned 49. And, of course, Black Don't Crack, because I had no idea that's how old she was. Because first time I seen her on the scene was 12 Years a Slave. And I thought she was, like, you know, 22.
Black don't crack.
Black don't crack unless you're smoking. That's messed up.
Hey, he's talking about me.
Well, I mean, listen, that's just how our culture is. Listen. Hey. It's not wrong. It just happens to be true. But you know what else worked well but then fell apart really fast? Do you remember the Charlie's Angels movies?
Yeah.
But I remember the first one was really cool and awesome, but then, like, the second one just went a little too far off the rails. And it was just like, oh, I was like, watch these three women rescue themselves from this falling jet propulsion helicopter as it's hurling straight towards the ground with only 1,000 feet in between them. I was like, oh, y'all survived? How? And then opening credits, I'm like, oh, it's just the start of the movie. So we just doing impossible shit this whole film. Gotcha. My son. favorite female superhero.
Wonder Woman.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
No shade. I didn't watch the movies. It wasn't the live action movies. I can tell you that.
No.
Justice League War.
Okay.
Cause she was Wonder Woman, warrior princess, emphasis on warrior. So, oh, I told you I like violence, and them fucking thighs. Alright, let me show.
I ain't gonna lie, wait, you just said warrior princess. Were you, like, do you remember Xena?
Yeah.
Yo, Xena warrior princess. That was like, I remember, it was like two shows back to back. It was like Hercules with Kevin Sorbo, his dumbass. And then Xena, Warrior Princess. And Lucy Lawless just killed that shit. I just remember how she had this crazy... She had this crazy-ass, like, bladed boomerang that she just threw across rooms that would kill, like, 5 people. Then she would catch it. But that was always a cool move. But... Damn, all right, Wonder Woman. I could definitely give you that. I'm gonna have to raise, just because I think the way they did the character in the animation, I'm gonna have to say Miss Martian. Okay. Because in Young Justice, she was like the super fish out of water. and she was super fish out of water, and she was borderline unlikable because she just didn't understand how shit worked.
Basically.
And she started, but eventually we all started like understand her more. And then I think the episode where Martian Manhunter tried like a training exercise and everyone was like under hypnosis or something, but Miss Martian thought that the scenario was so real that she ended up taking over the whole thing and people literally thought they were dying. I just remember how intense that was. That plus another character, and I'm gonna give credit to the show Arrow, Black Canary. I like Black Canary as a character, even though I fucking hate Arrow.
I'm trying to think what my favorite Marvel one, because Wonder Woman is my favorite DC.
Marvel, okay. In the comic books, I could, for Marvel, I could say Captain Marvel, definitely. In the comic books.
I do not like Captain Marvel in the comic books, or in the MCU. Storm.
I feel like Storm's up there in GOAT status. Storm. Now, so I don't put her in the equation.
Storm,
fair.
Rogue, and, I'm trying to remember who the last one was.
Don't say Jean Grey's punk ass.
Fuck no.
I gotta give credit to Mystique, definitely. When it comes to G moving in silence. Yo, Mystique had that shit down in the comics and in the cartoon. And shout out to Rebecca Romijn Stamos as Mystique. I didn't like Jennifer Lawrence's Mystique because they kept trying to make her a good guy for some weird reason.
She-Hulk.
Oh, yo, I forgot about She-Hulk. Yo. Totally forgot about She-Hulk. Damn. Isn't there supposed to be a show on Disney Plus like this year or some shit?
I don't know. I haven't been caught up on TV as of late. I did about the last things I've really actually watched were Vox Machina and Arcane and Hitmonkey.
Yo, alright. Arcane. Now, when I did play League of Legends, I never used Jinx. But seeing Jinx's whole character arc in Arcane is fucking bananas. And I need all the hex tech in the world, and don't nobody got like therapy. I mean, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but at the end of that season of Arcane, didn't she pretty much kill an entire council room?
Basically.
As they voted for peace, and I was just like...
I don't want peace! I want problems! Always!
Oh my... And clearly... So now,
you know why they don't have hit therapy? Cause most of the people there, when you're really up there, don't have to worry about shit. And they have to worry about like the worlds. They're worlds apart, yet like in the same geographical location. got mofos down on the ground looking like fucking mutated Schmeagles.
Oh my goodness. Oh my god. Right, yo, you know what female character I like that they turned them into more of a threat? Zelda. Because originally Zelda was just always a damsel in distress, but then in I think Ocarina of Time we got introduced to Sheik, who was literally just Princess Zelda in disguise, and you're just like, oh, you could save yourself. What the fuck am I doing here? You still have to fight Ganondorf. Oh, all right.
After this, I'm going on vacation.
and lo and behold, when it came to playing Smash, like, Princess Zelda is a fucking problem. What?
I'm having PTSD flashbacks from level 8 and level 9 CPUs.
See, I'd rather just play people because the CPU just got no. It gets too disrespectful. I can't.
Emotional death.
But now you got me thinking about it with Storm. How would MCU Storm play out? Because are we gonna meet her as she's figuring out her powers, or are we gonna just meet her as that Omega level mutant that could turn a sunny day into like the blizzard of 96?
Fucking mean a sunny day into the blizzard. Turn a sunny day into fucking this is a movie. Day After Tomorrow.
Bruh. and then we can't have this conversation without bringing up Legend of Korra. Shoot, Toph.
Toph, yes.
All right, I understand your. All right, what's your grievances with Korra? Come on. Come on, buddy.
I liked Aang. Aang had to learn everything. He had trials and tribulations on the way. They both had trials and tribulations. But he had to learn everything. He was never cocky about it. Like, he was just trying to protect his friends and whatnot. He was just like, he was growing as a person. This is a team. He didn't want it. And when, like, he was what, older when he found out that he had it. He didn't want it. She's like 5. She's like, I'm the greatest thing ever. And I was like, I was cool. Kept up the attitude. Then she started snapping on everybody when she found out she wasn't the greatest thing ever. And who? The bodying. The humbling that came from the mess.
Okay.
But Kuvira, now, that's her name, right? The metal bender?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crush me, mommy.
But yo, no. Toph was... I always look at Toph as hands down one of the most dangerous people who will troll you.
All just hands on Toph. That's... Oh, that would. Hoff invented some shit.
Yeah, and that's why sometimes I kind of wish maybe there should have been just, I don't know, maybe a series that just focused on Toph a bit more. But, you know, well, we know there's supposed to be a live-action Last Airbender show, so.
Is Shyamalan well. Is Shyamalan working on this?
No, he has nothing to do with it.
Okay. Just making sure. Look, he was M. Night Shyamalan for a while, but after that, he was Shyamalan.
Bruh.
Get stripped of your rank.
The career of M. Night Shyamalan is not... It's low hanging fruit. It's too easy.
Shyamalan.
It's too easy. I could speed bag that shit all day in my sleep. We're not doing that today. I'm just... That will be another day. Another day, sir, indeed. But you know what Marvel, you know what Marvel character pissed me off? Because, well, it's not their fault, but it's the way they finally went about it. Black Widow. Because, like,
I actually enjoyed the movie.
I couldn't. And like one of the biggest issues is it was too fucking late. It was too late. Like y'all gonna give the character her own movie after she's fucking dead. Mind you, the first time we were introduced to the Black Widow was 2000 and I want to say 9. Yeah, it was like we seen her in like damn near everyone else's movie, and then it was like, yeah, the character's dead. Now here's her movie. The Black Widow. It's like, bro, what? And then on top of that, a lot of things in that movie didn't even make any sense to me. Explain to me how the Red Room is supposed to be where they train this elite assassin unit. Assassin, key thing in assassins is stealth. These are some of the most unstealthiest motherfuckers I've ever seen in a film. There's nothing stealthy about them.
I mean, to be fair, at this point in the film, Natasha is an Avenger.
Yes, but the Red Everyone... is supposed to be something that no one's even sure exists. They were out in broad daylight with automatic weapons, no silencers at least.
Look, we've had this discussion. They were sloppy, but we had this discussion before. It's if no one's around. If no one is around to see you, that is stealth. If no one is left to see you, the stealth.
They had Taskmaster out in broad daylight with plenty of witnesses and an armored tank shooting exploding arrows.
I said they were sloppy. The proper thing would have been to kill Natasha, kill all the witnesses. Stealth Michigan, please. If there's no one left to see, then I can't get caught.
I guess.
Lords of Casimir, that was a stealth mission.
Really?
In the song. It's not a soul to hear.
That's the stance you're gonna take right there, really? That's what's happening in these streets right now.
Am I wrong?
My favorite all around female character, comic and movie, even though it was only one film, but I still love it near and dear to my heart. Tank Girl.
Yes, fucking Tank Girl.
Yes, Tank, first off, Tank Girl was always just been my favorite because one, the comic book was just so fucking weird. It's like in a world where an asteroid hit and burned up 80% of the world's water, this Australian chick took the brain of a dog and installed it into a tank. Her best friend has a weird customized jet. And her boyfriend is a mutated superhuman kangaroo. Bruh.
I would put the brain of my dog into a tank if I could.
You need a dog first.
I got a dog.
Who wants his dog?
And love him. So much. No, when he's in tank form, ain't nothing gonna happen to
him. What do you mean tank form? It's a tank.
It's a tank.
It's not a transformer.
It's just gonna be tank form from now on. Tank John.
Tank John. Oh, God. Here we go. Tank John versus Truck Coon. The fuckery of it all. But seriously, when it came to the character, I thought it was just really cool. None of the typical tropes that came with female protagonists, even in the 90s, happened with Tank Girl. It was like, yeah, she should wear tight fitting clothes. It was like, no, she kind of wears whatever the hell she wants. It was like, she should have long hair. Like, nope. Half of her hand is completely shaved. The other half is whatever the hell she makes it.
Tank Girl is the reason why I like alt girls. Oh, God.
Yes.
Tank Girl
is
the reason why
I
like
alt girls. Yes, it is. Yep. Without a doubt.
That's fine. That's fine. That's the hell I'm willing to die on.
It's either that, or Angelica Houston's Morticia Adams.
Yes, my goddess. Anything, my goddess.
Side note for you edgy people: Joker and Harley are not couples goals. Gomez, Morticia Adams,
God.
Are couples Gomez. Just wanted to throw that out there real quick.
If you believe that Harley and Joker are couples goals, I won't say that.
You need to RKO yourself through a table. You need to get that spine buster of doom from Green Goblin.
To the windows! To the wall!
But, alright. I'm not gonna... I like Wonder Woman. I just have to not think about the live-action movies.
Don't think about the live-action movies.
Yeah,
Wonder Woman is a savage. Wonder Woman killed a child.
Wonder Woman kills children.
Children? No, she only killed, out of the group, she only took out Billy.
No, in Flashpoint Paradox, she killed all the Shazam kids.
She killed all of them? God damn. No, that leaves just Batman.
Yeah, because in Flashpoint Paradox, there's only one Shazam, and the five kids make Shazam. So she used the lasso of truth to make Billy Batson and the kids turn back into kids and slaughtered every last one of them. She was on Team Omni-Man. Fuck them kids.
I mean, don't you mean Team Aaron Yeager?
No, we talk... No, see, Aaron Yeager... No, see, we can't... No. Oh, man. I can't with you. I fucking can't. Aaron Yeager, my God. You ain't shit.
I ain't do shit.
Black Dynamite, you ain't shit. But seriously, I'm sure Jessica. Oh! Damn, I forget the Spartan's name. But there was like a couple female Spartans that are like still absolutely badass. Because hopefully maybe the live action show will feature them. But the Halo, the Spartan women, problems,
no peace, problems always.
Yep. And I definitely remember the one story in Halo Legends where like the ODS team had one huge Spartan with them. Come to find out by the end of the adventure, they was like, wait, this is a woman? It's like, yep, a woman's been carrying this team. Put some respect on it. But yeah, the Spartan women are dangerous. But I'm definitely sure we've left out... Oh, Tifa. Tifa wanted nothing but smoke and fire. Even though, you know, everyone loved Eris. Damn Final Fantasy.
Oh.
You know what the weirdest thing from Final Fantasy for me was? I think it was 10-2, where it started off with this weird J-pop music video, and then like you had to fight with all the female protagonists. I was like, wait, what the hell is going on? But that's just Japanese culture and how they
started with the J-pop. 15 yeah. Started with the boy band.
Right. God, I can't wait for one day we get Sid back on to help break down, because sometimes, like, when it comes to the misogyny and culture seen in anime, it gets really weird, really pervy, really fast. But sarah. But next week we're actually going to be not talking about characters in the industries, but women in the industry, because there are, despite on the outside looking in, there's a lot of women that work in and around the industry, be it film, video games, comics, effects teams, what have you, and gotta support them. I mean, if we weren't supporting them, Activision and Blizzard wouldn't have been such a shit show when we found out what was going down there. We had to support those in need. That's very important. Making sure their voices are being heard and they're not being silenced. At the end of the day, I mean, we joke a lot, but we do appreciate and respect the women in the industry, and we got a lot of love for a lot of the characters as well, even though some of them might be heavily flawed. But you know, gotta show support. No one's perfect. I believe that's our time for today, is it?
Yep.
Yeah. But Hey guys, we want to thank you guys for listening in today for the American Junkies. Next week we should be coming in talking about the women in the industry. So be sure to tune in for that. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. Download it wherever you get your podcast. And for you YouTubers, want to thank you for chiming in as well. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you're subscribing. And make sure you flick that bell. It's so imperative. I want to thank you in advance.
All right. Thank you all. We'll see you next time.
Demon Ninja, are you streaming anything anytime soon?
Oh, when I get Horizon Zero Dawn, yeah.
Sure. I didn't say it.
And then that's where we end this. Goodbye, people.
I'll be, please check me out on Twitch. That's SaltyLive205. Scene right there. But more importantly, make sure you're following AmeriMe Media, as it's spelled right there, AmeriMe Media. That's across our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Please be well. Peace.
Peace.